Don't worry about it.
This was such an odd choice for me, but I was like, I just want something like mellow.
I thought it was an odd choice.
It is an odd choice. I've never...
Mellow? 3 scoops of matcha powder? Mellow?
Why? Is that a lot? Yeah.
I do 2 scoops. Sometimes 3.
You probably had like...
Well, in a smaller one, there's 2. And then it goes to 3 with the grande. No, I mean, matcha is just as much caffeine, if not... It's supposed to, like, not as jittery, right?
It's not, yeah. It's
a slow roll.
Yeah.
But it's like maybe more caffeine.
I think it's more concentrated, but it doesn't give you like...
Yeah.
Yep. That's why I'm drinking.
That's your slow roll.
Oh my God.
Well, Lola changed her bed.
What'd she change it to?
I don't know if she heard Lucas say her bed wasn't comfy.
Yeah.
So she changed, like, we changed all the bedding on her bed.
You did?
Like a comforter, a duvet. Yeah.
Wait, what color is it now?
Orange and pink striped.
I don't think it was the bedding. I think he said his feet were sticking off of the bed.
Oh, yeah. It's like, it feels like a toddler's bed.
Why does it, it looks like a queen or a full, but it's short.
It's a full, but it's short.
Why?
I don't know.
Where's it from?
Crate and Barrel or Pottery Barn or something like that?
Is it like, were there different lengths?
Oh, no. My friend gave it to me.
Sus.
Samantha, Duran, the three kids and 2 dogs all came over.
And Sarah, too.
And Sarah and Rio.
We spent the night.
We had a full house. It was fun.
I don't know. I didn't sleep. I basically didn't. I just was like stressed. And then I was like, I got over, but I was tired. So I fell asleep. I fell asleep like in my jeans. And then.
I know. You were outside at like 6 a.m. or 5:30, like in the same outfit that I left you drinking wine in. And I was like, what is she doing?
Outside where?
Walking dogs. You're like, meow, 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 meow.
Well, I didn't feel like opening my suitcase.
Did you go back the next day?
Yeah.
They went back the next morning. I knew their place was going to be fine, but it was like in the event it wasn't. We're referring to the California fires right
yes,
now.
Yes, we're dealing with insane wildfires in Los Angeles.
It's really scary.
Which I'm hearing now there's some theories that like some of it's arson.
Yeah.
Which,
that's awful. Like, we were talking about that. I was talking about it with my friend this morning. She's like, why do arsonists, like, what's the deal? Like, what?
That's what I was saying to Duran. I go, is that a thing? People, like, get a kick out of starting fires? He's like, yeah, didn't you see Backdraft? I'm like, I mean, I don't remember Backdraft from, like, 1990 or something. I don't know. Was it Kurt Russell that was in Backdraft? I don't even know.
What is Backdraft? I don't know.
Backdraft is like a famous film about firefighters. And I guess now that I think about it, I do think part of the storyline was about arsonists and they were trying to track down this like specific arsonist. And I think Universal Studios had a Backdraft ride for years.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Can we look that up, Halston, if you're back there, if someone's listening? 1991. I'm good. I said 1990. Okay, and then Universal Studios, Kurt Russell. Okay, I'm sharp as a fucking whip.
Oh,
can you Google Backdraft movie ride?
De Niro,
Universal Studios.
The Backdraft attraction.
Attraction, yes.
They had one in Universal Studios Hollywood and Japan.
Yes, and they would do these crazy like because there's like a science to these fires and how they approach them and how they put them out. Oh.
Oh my gosh.
Can we watch this?
This was a long time ago, it looks like.
You were just a baby.
Backdraft was Ron Howard's harrowing tale of the hazards and heroism of one of the most dangerous jobs of all, firefighting. Yeah. Now it's at Universal, and it's a masterwork of high-temperature terror.
Yeah, ran out.
Check that door for heat, Tim.
You see, that's the backdraft.
That's the backdraft.
Crazy they were able to film this.
What is a backdraft?
Oh my God.
Well, the technical explanation is a fire that has burned out all the oxygen in a room, leaving only superheated gases, over 2,000 degrees, just waiting for a fresh breath of air. The fire gets what it wants.
It goes crazy.
Oh my God.
Have a backdraft.
Look at
and
him.
As
He's
the film's
like...
director, I knew that getting these shots would be very hazardous for the actors and the entire film crew.
Action!
I wonder how many people were hurt.
This is how the scene looked
during
in the theater.
Of Hold movie. On that wall! Here.
A lot of hard work for a very short amount of screen time. On the
you
next stage,
movie?
You'll see how
no, I'm gonna watch
a few
this
of
tonight.
Those spectacular effects were created.
There was an attraction. Yeah, they would do this. They would do this as well. At Universal. Wow. That's crazy. I know that they insurance-wise could do this now. No, they couldn't. They're like, we're going to close that up. It went for 17 years at Universal Studios. That's pretty
amazing.
Yeah. Wait, it was still open when I moved here.
Probably.
Wow. And I never saw it.
I did.
Well.
And it was hot. I mean, it's real flames. Like, yeah. It was like warm.
Well, it was interesting on the news. On the news, they explained that.
Thanks, Halston. That was a good one.
On the news, they explained how different, like how EMS is so different from firefighters. Like
EMS, what's
their
that?
Strategy, emergency medical services. Like if they go to a catastrophe like this, they go to the most critically injured person and start there. Mm. And with firefighters, you like walk away from the most critical part and go to like the best and try to stop it.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, because on the news, you see like things burning mm-hmm. and Ted's like, why aren't they putting that out? And I was like, because it's just gonna, like, it's not a good use of resources for them. It's better that they go to land that isn't burning and wet that.
Oh,
so
to,
that it
to
stops.
To contain it. To
yeah,
try and contain
it.
Oh, today I saw something interesting. I saw a bulldozer. Did you guys see this?
They're pushing the cars?
No. Oh. I've never seen this. So it was a hillside, but I guess that they're not able to do it in really steep hillsides to get those assets there. But it's a huge bulldozer. And literally, there was also land guys, like, you know, right around that area. And this was the Granada Hills one that was just happening. And the bulldozer literally drives over, like, or pushes dirt over the flames. And it's just like, it's out. You got to see this. It's literally the craziest thing. It's genius. If you're in a place where it can work.
You can get a bulldozer.
Because the bulldozer is just like, the little guy's just driving over flames and it's like, the flames are out.
That's amazing.
Yeah. It's really pretty cool. I've never seen that before.
I didn't realize they scoop up water from the ocean.
And the reservoir by me.
The ocean?
That's a pretty distinct like point of contact of being like down and up.
Oh no, they have helicopters that are designed.
Oh, helicopters. I'm talking about the Canadian jets that are going down and grabbing all the water and going back up.
Oh, so
they're like planes.
Oh, so these are, you've seen the helicopters. Look, this is what I'm talking about.
Oh, that's really cool.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
It's like, I said, hey, I'm not. You, it's just like this bulldozer is like going into the fire. And the fire, like once they take up the fire from the brush and the dirt, that's like, it's out.
There's got to be.
So, but they have these helicopters that are designed, and I think they can hold, some of them hold up to like 8,000 gallons of water. And they go not just to the Hollywood Reservoir, but I mean, other bodies of water. And I've watched it because a few years ago there was one on the hillside during the day. And yeah, these hoses, they don't have to go down and up. Like, I mean, they go
they
down.
They just go down.
The hoses
and
go and it's like, and then.
Oh.
It's pretty incredible. Yeah, look at that.
That's a big helicopter.
Come at me, bro.
But see, it's like how much, like.
Look at that.
I know, but it's like.
That's gorgeous. It's beautiful. How much what? I mean, we can't not talk about these fires. What's weird to me is the winds have always been crazy, right?
I've never experienced winds like that in my entire life.
These are, I feel like, extra, right? They're like up to 90 miles an
Monday,
hour.
Yeah, it was Monday at around noon.
Uh-huh.
I was outside in Burbank.
Yeah.
And it was difficult to walk.
Yeah.
It was difficult to walk.
Well, also
and
I worry about things
big
like flying at you.
Metal trash can, the ones you see at like amusement parks.
Like flying around?
It had been lifted off the ground and onto like a 5-foot planter, like sitting against a tree. And I was like, no one did that. The wind did that.
Mm-hmm.
But it was so incredibly hard to walk and you could not open the door. And I was like, this is wild.
Santa Ana winds though, are they normal for January? I feel like this is an Evelyn question. I don't remember January ever being this dry or this windy.
No, I remember them like being like around fall time.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. That more like...
Yeah, it's supposed to be them. But you know what's also interesting? That this year, like, for example, the first 2 weeks of January, it's always torrential downpour.
Yeah.
Always. For the last 20 years I've lived here.
Which we need, which, right?
And we haven't had a drop of rain.
Nope.
It rains every year on my birthday. It rains every year the second week in January. Oh. I plan a party on that day, and every year it's raining.
You plan a slip and slide party.
I do.
What's going on? Yeah, it's crazy. But so, yeah, the winds are insane. But what's wild to me is that they're all over the city. I mean, they keep cropping up, and it just seems insane. And I think the winds are dying down-ish, no? Yeah. But today there's a new one.
I mean, it's crazy.
So I spent the night at your house. I like packed up a bag of stuff, but then I was like, I really don't feel like even like opening my bag or putting anything on or changing.
I was so nervous about you guys upstairs. Why? I was like, they're sleeping in the most uncomfortable bed.
It was horrible.
Horrible. It's a day bed.
I hated it.
It was awful. Like, literally, the person that Ezra slept
in. Would you have rather stayed home? He's like, both are bad options. I was like, ugh.
Ezra and myself, I slept with Ted and Dom.
Well, Mike didn't want me in that downstairs room. I was like, can I take that room? And he was like, maybe you guys all go upstairs. And I was like, okay. And then I didn't even care. At that point, I was so tired. I drank so much red wine. I was like, I'm just going to sleep. And then I woke up. I'm like, ugh, I'm so uncomfortable. And like, I don't know. I don't even know if I would have put pajamas on. I just like, was
you
like,
guys
so
totally
over it.
Should have slept in the downstairs room.
I know, but you were gone. And then Mike was like telling us what to do.
And Mike had like two gummies and was like, I don't know what's happening. Where's everyone sleeping? Is anyone sleeping in here?
You left us for dead. And then I'm like,
left us for dead. You got a taste of what I was dealing with. I was like stuck in a bedroom with a 4-year-old Tina Turner. It was awful.
Oh, wait, that's a whole nother. Wait.
I'm not cozy.
Okay, sorry. You were a hostage. You didn't leave us
for
dead. I
was held.
Okay. But all
hostage.
I'm saying is like, Mike was like, no, you guys go upstairs. Cause I was like, we'll take that room. We'll just like start there and we can all pile in there. And then he was like, no. Like, and I was like, ugh, okay. Like, why is he in charge of me?
No, did he think your family was going in there? And he's like,
know.
You guys should just take all of us upstairs.
He can't be in charge. I need you to be in charge.
Well, he had already had two gummies before you guys came over. He's like, I feel like I'm in a video game.
Then Dom, ugh, my God. And then Dom, I should have slept with Ezra in Ted's room.
Yeah.
And then Luca, then I found Luca like in your formal living room on your like white couch. He had like relocated himself to the formal living room. Which, by the way, those couches are comfortable.
Those couches are really comfortable.
Where are those from?
Ashley.
Weird.
I know.
Wait,
I'm
like
weird.
Like Sarah Ash? Not what was that?
Ashley. No.
No, no. Who was that one?
Laura
like,
Ashley?
Not Laura Ashley. Like Ashby. Was it Ashby? The like British one. She had like a. Anyway, so then Cottie's closed up in her room. She didn't say good. You had a gummy too, or smoked weed, or something. No,
I don't know what I did. Okay. I had a lot of red wine.
I did too.
A lot of red wine.
Even before I came to you.
It felt like the first day of COVID where you're like, everyone gather, let's drink and commence.
I was like, just put me out of my misery. So then your door was closed and we heard screaming and Dom's like, want me to open it? And I was like, well, I don't know. And he was like, I'll open it. And so we go in there and literally, like
Lola.
It was like Ike Turner.
Yeah.
It wasn't Tina. It was like Ike.
It was, she was
Lola
having
is
an
like
epic meltdown. Epic.
I don't understand. She works herself up into a tizzy. What triggers it? Do we know?
I think.
Is it because we were all there and she had to give up her room?
No, not at all. Zero.
That's what I was thinking. Oh my God, it's because she has to give us her room and she's like.
Please. She hasn't slept in her room in a month.
Oh.
No, okay. That's not it. This happens like once or twice a week. And it's in the middle of the night and she wakes up and she's got a bone to pick with the universe. It's either her pillow isn't fluffy enough. It's like Karen poems.
But
my bed isn't cozy.
She hadn't fallen asleep.
She did. She was asleep for like 2 hours before this happened.
Oh, in your bed?
She woke up. No one was there. And she lost it.
Oh.
Lost it. And the thing she was focused on was, it's not cozy in here. It's not cozy. It's not cozy. And then she starts chewing her hand and her wrist. And her little sleeve to her granny gown gets wet. And then she's like, I'm wet. I'm wet.
Does she like bleed from the chewing? Oh.
No. She just like puts it and she's on her. And then Mike comes in. Mike's like, you want to go see the cat? She's like, okay. Yes. And I was like, there's silence.
Who has a cat?
Sarah had a cat in the back house. And so she went to go see the cat, came back, and she was like, and so I was like, Benadryl time.
No. Stop it.
It's like, good night, little one.
She scares the shit out of me.
She scares the shit.
And then the next morning she goes, Mommy, I want a star because I was good last night. And
I was like, girl, you're not getting a star.
You were like, okay, well, I don't think you should get one. And I was like this. No. Mommy. She should get a star taken away.
Yeah, I know.
Because that is no star system at all.
And then we also think it's like restless leg because when it starts happening, her legs start going crazy. And she's like, I'm not cozy. I'm not comfy. So we've started giving her magnesium. We're trying to figure it out.
All right. Well, good luck with
that. It's awful. But anyway, Dom detached from Sam big time.
That's what makes you a very good host when other people are there. You're hostage. Dom sleeps with me every night because he's like so codependent. And then at Cotty's, he was like, peace. And he slept with Cotty and Ted.
Well, you know what was funny?
He didn't even come back for me once.
No. He was
shocking.
He got into bed and he was totally down to sleep with Ted, but he's like, hold on, it can't just be us. I was like, oh, do you want me to sleep in here? He's like, yes. I was like, okay.
Ugh, I would have and taken so that in a heartbeat. You could have slept with Daron, your
they
boyfriend.
Were so adorable. I got a picture of them sleeping.
Well, now he Dom thinks was he's fat literally on. He's comparing his body to Ted's.
Well, we all feel that way when we look at Ted's bod. But he was laying on top of Ted, but it was so cute. He was going to sleep and his little, like, he was laying there and he was like,
was he wheezing?
A little bit. And Ted's like, Dom, it's totally dark. You just hear, Dom, are you okay?
Stop it.
And he was like, yeah, why? And he's like, what's wrong with your breathing? He's like, nothing. He's like, okay.
He told me that he was like, Ted asked about my breathing. Cotty said I'm an active boy.
He did. I was like, he's just active. He's like, he gets a lot more air in than
you
us.
You weren't worried about him? He wasn't wheezing that bad?
He wasn't wheezing. He was just breathing. It's like, you know, when you can hear someone breathe.
Yeah.
But it was dead silent.
It's like his one, like, Achilles.
Dead silent. And Ted goes, Dom, are you okay? And he's like, yeah. Why? I was like, oh my God, they're so cute.
It really breaks my heart. I really hope he outgrows it. It's such a frustrating thing. I mean, granted, there's way more severe cases of asthma and things, but it's one of those
things. Do you or Daron have asthma?
No.
But it's not a question you really need to think about.
I was just thinking, Alana had it, or Alana's mom, which is Daron's mom or Daron's grandma. So I blame everything bad on them, all the bad qualities.
My grandma had horrible asthma.
But there's always been, because it was so mellow and it was always like, oh, well, he's a happy wheezer. Like his oxygen isn't actually low. Like he'll probably outgrow it. And I don't know. I mean, he is only 7. There's still a chance. It's it's scary because we've done the allergy testing and we know, you know, certain like specific triggers, feathers, things like that, bunnies.
Oh, he was sleeping in a down bed.
Oh, that's why.
He was sleeping. It was a down comforter in there, like a real down.
That's why. I got to do everything. I did everything like down
alternative.
Are you okay? I think my comfort, I don't even know. I changed everything in his room for sure. Maybe that's why.
Ted was really sneezy for years when he was sleeping in our room at Agnes. And I was like, what is it? And then I changed everything. Didn't do a fucking thing.
Well, did you get him allergy tested?
No.
I did with Dom. It helped. It definitely helped.
Like the fires, I've started giving both of them Claritin before they go to bed.
Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't like, I mean, it helped me sort of direct me with the allergies, but nothing was like, you know.
Yeah, no.
I don't know. I want to get allergy tested. I guess every 7 years you change, your allergies change. And which I guess could be good because maybe with that same sentiment, maybe you could actually lose an allergy as well. Or do you just keep getting more?
But who cares if you lose one?
No, I'm just saying.
Oh,
that could be then a positive. So, okay. So cut to, this is a perfect segue for my next story.
What?
I'm allergic to beeswax.
Oh my God, your chin. I didn't even know it was there anymore.
It's crazy. It is the craziest thing. You guys, I've been hiding it from you all. Well, this was all started before Thanksgiving. And I'll make a long story short, but I saw multiple derms, over the course of 6 weeks. I was given like every cream known to a man. And what was weird about it, so my lips started to get chapped, which like isn't that weird, right? Not that alarming, but like chapped to a point where like they were like cracking deep and bleeding and then peeling. So then I thought it was getting better and I'd feel soft skin for like a day and then it would just start going over. And then I started getting red around here and then my whole chin was like inflamed red and swollen and itchy, but it's kind of an interesting place on your face where
it was like a perfect V.
It was like, I was like, you know, like in Alaska, like the Eskimos, how they
yeah.
like,
yeah,
that's what I looked like. But some days it would be like a level 10 of red and other days, bless you, it would be, you have an allergy.
Fuck.
Some days it would be a level 10 red some, and then the next day it would be a 5 and then the next day it would be a 7 and then the next day a 2. Like, so it was kind of like hard. So I was just started taking photos of it because it was hard to even tell a derm like what was going on depending on the day. But what I was going to say is this area on your face, I started to feel it because it was like so swollen. It was like kind of like push, like it felt, my chin felt different. But when I would look at myself in the mirror, this area being a little swollen, it doesn't, it's, you don't really realize how swollen it is. And now that it's coming down, I'm like, oh my God, I have like the whole shape
the
of
line
my
line again. Yeah.
And then like the pads of my chin were like, you could feel like a line where they were like protruding.
Yeah.
It was crazy. So I just kept thinking, it's going to go away. I've done everything. It's just going to take a long time. So finally, before, and I want to have her on because we were just talking about doing a whole episode about this. New Year's Eve, my mom was there listening to me complain about it every single day. And I'm like, I'm gonna reach out to Nancy, Dr. Sam, yeah. who is an MD dermatologist. We've had her on the podcast before. She's brilliant. But I don't know why I feel... I just in my head, I'm like, she's doing her, you know, she has her beauty stuff. I know she does still like medical derm in Long Beach one day a week.
Which I just noticed today.
What?
All of her products are in Erewhon.
Oh, really?
All of Facile is in Erewhon, the entire line. I'm like, what?
Good for her. She's
great.
She's brilliant.
Yeah.
And I can't say enough good things about her. So I reached out and I'm thinking, of course, she's not working. She might not be in town. I'm like, can I FaceTime you? Can I send you a video? I need you to weigh in on this. I just need to like explain this whole thing to you. I'm at a loss. I'm just because it had kind of been getting better. And then New Year's Eve, it was like, poof, again,
New Year's Eve, it was bad.
And I just was like tortured by it. Yeah. New Year's Eve, it was bad.
But you kind of like,
I was medical hiding it. Stuff, I was like
you were hiding it and you weren't downplaying it. You're like, I just have this weird rash on my chin. Like if that shit was on my face, I would have been like, something's wrong. I have fire chin.
Well, I didn't.
My skin is peeling off. But you walked into my house on New Year's Eve and I was like,
I knew it wasn't systemic because like I was nowhere else on my body. So that was comforting. But I didn't realize how much of a psychological toll it takes when something's on your face. Like if it was on my arm or something, I'd probably be like, whatever. But it really was I'd have nightmares about it. And I'd, like in the night, I'd be like, is it still there? Like, did I make it up? So she goes, you know what? Come in. I'm seeing patients later today. Come in. I just have to see it. So I go in. I'm like, is it a latent reaction to lip filler? I do lip filler like every 2 years. I was like, yeah. I haven't done it in almost 2 years. She's like, could this be a lip filler reaction? She's like, no. I'm like, could it be? I had all these crazy theories.
Yeah.
And she goes, there's a very short list of what it could be. It's contact dermatitis. What I've been seeing a lot of is lanolin allergies, which is lanolin's from sheep's wool, I think. It's an oil it's like made from something with sheep, is in Aquaphor. So that's a common allergy. I'm not even sure. I hadn't been using a ton of Aquaphor, but I had been using all these lip balms, Aveen, you know that brand Aveen, mm-hmm. AV, which is supposed to be like super soothing, super natural. You can use it on babies. So she goes lanolin or, which I'm not allergic to lanolin, beeswax.
I think beeswax is in a lot of stuff.
Which, and you don't even know, which contain, and also, which is, yes, this is what I had.
Can you look at images, Halston? Let's see if anyone
so
else.
So lip. So it starts with the lip. Look at that. Like that's kind of what started to happen to me. And then it started to swell.
But yours was so weird.
Mine was weird because I think I had been continuing to use it. So it spread down to this dermaplane.
Holy mother.
That looks more like what I had.
The chick next to... You did not have that.
No.
No, the chick down below.
With EOS lip balm there. It was more like that.
It was that, but it was a perfect V under your chin.
I know. You know why? I'm not actually even sure why, but I think that...
I think you were lubing your lips at night and your chin was so swollen that this part of your chin, because it has filler, was touching it. And it was,
I don't know about, bleeding. I don't even think the filler had anything to do with it.
No,
I
just
think these pads right here, like, got inflamed. And so then it just went, thank God it wasn't even more, you know? So she goes, it's absolutely 100% something you're putting on your lips. It's either lanolin or beeswax. And the beeswax is an allergen because of the propolis, which is a protein that bees make in their stomachs. And when they harvest the beeswax for all these cosmetics, it's propolis is still, it's not pure. The beeswax isn't pure. So there's propolis. So
it's a substance made by bees, can contaminate beeswax and cause an, Jesus.
And none of these things are regulated. So I start looking at, so remember the U Beauty? Remember when I brought the U Beauty stuff in and the little things? And then I said, I also got a lip balm. I go, wait, hold on. When did that U Beauty lip balm arrive? And I went and looked at my Nordstrom's, like, because I ordered the lip balm from Nordstrom's. It was like 11:15. So I'd been using that like exactly 8 or 9 days before I left for Thanksgiving. And that's when it started. Beeswax. Also, beeswax in their super hydrator. And guys, I'm not bashing a lot of these brands because beeswax is supposed to be a natural moisture barrier and natural. But that now I've been reviewing all these ingredients for a lot of my other products. So what I'm seeing is a lot of the clean, like Westman Atelier, a lot of the other clean brands use synthetic wax. So that takes any of that out of the picture. And Jenny's friends with, I think her name's Tina, she owns U Beauty, was like blowing her up, like with pictures of my lips, like what had happened. So most often the beeswax is in lip stuff, but it's in the Avène moisturizer. Yeah. It's in their moisturizer. So I start looking at that. I go, beeswax. And then, so I'd stopped using the U Beauty and bought this Kiehl's lip butter mask.
Yeah.
Beeswax. Really? I had been using it, guys, like 6 times a day. Because my lips were so dry.
Wait, I'm going through that right now. Because I feel like it's like around my lips right here. And guess what? I've been using lanolin and I've been using Aquaphor for like 3 years.
Stop it.
And then I'm using lanolin because like my lips are so dry. Like I have to put something more stronger. So I was using lanolin.
Well, I'll tell you what to use.
It's not getting better.
This is what happens when people try to go clean.
No, it's not.
Chemicals.
No, synthetic wax. This is what you need to get. CeraVe healing ointment.
Oh my God, I'm going to buy that right now.
CeraVe healing ointment. So what I think is interesting, and I'm not saying that it's impossible for me to suddenly be allergic to something, right? Fine. Guys, my hair is changing. My skin's changing. I could have allergies.
I did too much.
But what she said is that there's a huge uptick in this. So there's got to be a little more to it than just I have a new allergy, which I'll accept it. I'll accept my fate. But she said they're seeing a ton of this.
No, environmental, bees.
I also think it's the way they're harvesting the beeswax, unregulated. The bees probably are changing whatever I'm saying, guys. And also my girlfriend, Sarah.
Oh God, I have too much on.
I don't know that she had this exactly, but she also, if it was beeswax or not, but she had something around her lips, dryness around her lips that she had to like, I think she maybe cut out whatever was happening.
God, that feels good.
So it didn't take as long. So this can take up to like 8 weeks to go down. But literally, okay, when I would go like this, like, I don't know, last week, when I'd go like this, you would see a huge, like when I would make it tight, you would see a huge raised like circle. Oh, is it happening to you?
It's like around my lips. Like I see it.
Oh my God. Well, world, you've heard it here first. So not only am I fascinated and also I'm so fucking grateful because this has been a nightmare for me. I'm so grateful to Dr. Similitis, Nancy, who actually had a fucking sense of what's going on. I went to like really well-known derms that were like, I don't know. It's not yeast. Cause I was concerned it was like yeast.
Yeah.
So I was like antifungal, whatever. So, she put me on oral steroids for 2 days and then gave me a steroid cream. So that's where I'm at. And I'm just avoiding the allergen. I think at the end of the day, if you avoid the allergen, but the last thing I'll say is in my head, I'm thinking contact dermatitis. Okay. It's immediately removed. You're fine. No, it takes 2 to 8 weeks for when, depending on the severity of the inflammation, for the skin to go back.
Well, fuck.
That's where I'm at. So I'm reading ingredients on everything. Everything.
Sandra, will you hand me a tissue?
Yeah.
So the CeraVe, also, a little goes a long way with it.
Huh?
The CeraVe, a little goes a
long way. I love it. It looks good. It'll dry up in a second. You don't leave it on. It's amazing.
I feel like it's all over my teeth now.
Another name for beeswax, but usually it'll say both. It's called CeraAlba.
There we go.
And that is actually beeswax.
So I'm going to get that.
That's amazing. The CeraVe.
Because I just like wearing clear chapstick. I don't like wearing lipstick.
Oh, I want to know what you think of this. So this is called Violet FR Bijou Balm. I was targeted on Instagram and I actually, my lips are still a little dry, but I kind of love it. Try it on.
Bijou Balm. Ugh, it's colored.
Oh, you need to wait till you have, take the other stuff off. It's a cool look. So this is,
I can already tell you it's not.
This is, it's like a blurred matte lip balm, and they say it's just like you've just been kissed look, and I kind of love it.
Okay, well, you know what we have to do first.
What? What are you doing? Dermal
cleansing? Prep the surface.
What are you prepping with?
You've got to prep the surface. Okay?
Prep, baby, prep. Wait, you still use Mac? Do you use Mac?
No, my mom uses Mac.
Mac feels like it's my stepmom from 19.
Well, Mac and Bare Minerals.
89. Bare Minerals, yeah.
Yeah. Studio Fix, Studio NC25, Fix. Most popular color.
Oh my God.
Universal.
Studio Fix.
Well, listen, you know why I bought this? My breakouts were so bad that I needed something to like blur out these huge knots on my chin. It was disgusting.
And your chin looks great too, by the way. We've had chin problems, you and I.
My chin was a
mess.
Your
chin on Wednesday, what night did I come over?
Was awful.
What night was that?
Okay, do you want to know?
Wednesday?
I think it was Wednesday, yeah.
Wait, how did it get so much better?
Okay. I'll tell you how.
Put on lipstick like an old lady and I love it. Put some more on.
Okay. I really don't like wearing color.
Why? It looks so good on you. Whoa.
I have good lips.
Everybody's into me.
Anyway.
I like it on you.
Why, thank you.
What do you think about the way it feels?
I like it. I like something that feels smooth and soft like this.
Yeah.
I don't like a jelly.
But usually a matte doesn't feel smooth like this.
No, it doesn't.
So I'm into it, but I'm very skeptical now of singing anything's praises before I really test it out. I mean, the You Beauty, like I will never use that again.
So she came over this week. Obviously, you came over Wednesday. My chin was like knots.
No, it was scary.
Zits. It was scary. The zits were so bad.
Why?
So,
are you like in like puberty?
I don't know. So I started like, you Google one thing on your phone and then Instagram targets like, and I was like exploring Accutane. So I was like, maybe like I'm always chasing this. Like, what am I going to do? Anyway, this one thing shows up on Instagram and I was like, that's weird. And the testimonials, so I go to the site and the testimonials are like, nothing has worked for my 14-year-old son. Acne gone in 2 days. And I was like, what? Another woman was like, I've had a hormonal acne all my life. Acne gone in 2 days. And I was like, what? Why is everyone saying 2 days? So let's Google it. It's called, I ordered it. It's called Noose.
Noose?
I think. Hold on. Maybe not.
We'll strangle that acne out of your face. Let me tell you something.
When I say Sam saw me Wednesday.
Nose acne? No.
No, hold on. Hold on. Let me pull up the actual.
I love how.
She saw me 48 hours ago. And I had like cystic acne all over my chin. 2 days later, gone. And they were like, there's no like, it's like, it's called, oh, here.
It was really scary.
Norse. I'm sorry. N-O-R-S-E. Noose. Organics.
Noose would be an amazing name for an anti-acne, right?
Organics. Here we go. Acne. So this is what it is.
It's a balm?
It's a pot. It's so gross. It's like creamy earwax.
Ew.
It's a pot of like a lotion.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay. What's in it?
All natural stuff.
Beeswax?
I don't know. Let's watch this.
I want to go to the ingredient list. Stop. Mm-hmm. Stop.
Wait, hold on. Let's say.
No.
One week of using it.
There is?
Wow.
Look at that.
If that
2 days.
If I, I. So, you know, on the other side of the coin, beeswax can also be like an anti-allergen for some people. Whoa.
Week one. Can you believe this? So I've finally found something.
Does that make you want more piercings?
So the acne balm is designed to remove dirt that clogs pores and allow your skin to finally start breathing. It's a protective barrier of the skin. Acne balm contains natural active ingredients. Product is suitable for...
Can we go to the ingredient list, please? Well, you don't have a beeswax allergy, so...
100% natural formula that protects your manhood. What? Protects your manhood?
It's protecting your manhood. Wait, I don't think this is it. Is it? Oh.
Yeah, this set.
You're just protecting Connie's manhood.
No, it's made... It's like... it's for men. Like, look at this little guy. This was the guy I saw the picture of. That was 1 week.
Well, that guy, that girl looked amazing. Okay, wait. Hold on. Is that... Go down?
Like, and it's $6.
Hold on. Tinctures, oils. Oh, wax. What are we looking for? Waxes?
Mm.
Oh, no. Go to the... Back to the store.
So... I mean, acne, it's crazy. Acne and redness killer. Acne and redness killer. That's what I'm
doing.
Okay,
there we go. Okay, there we go. Okay, beeswax. Motherfucker. Irritant 0 to 2. Safety 1. Licorice root. Oh, wait. Safety 5. Wait, what is a safety measurement? Well, I won't be using that.
You don't have acne.
And you're not allergic to beeswax. I'm so jealous.
Well, thank God.
Because I should have given you the U Beauty products.
This stuff.
Okay.
Is literally
Wait, what is
mind-blowing.
What is... See, look at... But it's a potential irritant.
Whatever.
Safety 1, safety 5. Oh, so like licorice root might not be safe because it's a yellow?
Oh, yeah.
Tea tree oil. Tea tree oil is bad.
Why?
It can be really irritating to your skin.
Apparently, yeah. My skin loves it. It is sucking it up.
A lot of holistic sort of remedies will say tea tree oil will kill like bacteria and things like that, but it can really mess
you. Super drying.
But it can burn your skin.
Yeah. All I can tell you is I'm doing dollops of this every night, and I'm like, nom, 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 nom.
Have you seen people are really using good. Beef tallow to moisturize your skin?
Yes.
What do you guys think?
I got some.
Oh, you did?
Someone gifted it to me and I'm freaked out by it. I'm like, should I cook with this or should I? I don't know. Okay, so you know what show they did this in? And now suddenly, okay, that show with Nicole Kidman and it was just on Matt. The girl gets killed.
Mm-hmm.
Liev Schreiber,
yeah,
Nicole
it's
Kidman.
The dance.
And is it, it's Dakota Fanning. Dakota Fanning is talking about her sorority sisters. The perfect couple. Her sorority sister is giving her using beef tallow for moisturizer. That was like their secret.
Where do you put this on your face?
I don't know. She was pregnant. She was like putting it on her stomach in the show.
Oh.
But no, I just got some. I'll bring it next time if you want to see it. I don't know. I mean, I it feels weird to use it.
What is beef tallow?
It's like a fat.
It's rendered beef fat.
Yeah. 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 So it's basically
organic beeswax. Wow. You
guys
would flare up. Like
I think I have to stop using 9 out of 10. I mean, I don't know, at least 50% of the stuff that I have.
Wait, can people use this on their face?
Beef tallow?
Yeah.
People are using it on their face.
Yeah. You want to try?
It says it clears acne, apparently.
I'll try it.
I'll bring it to you.
All right.
Yeah. It's strange to like, what if you just put bacon grease all over yourself?
I don't know. I don't trust it.
I mean, like, if I was hard up and, you know, really dry in the, like, on Naked and Afraid, I guess I would use it for moisturizer. I don't know.
You'd be like, brace for impact. No, my
good
face
good question,
was
though,
so
Sandra.
Bad.
I think this, I don't know if this is going to catch, like, you know, catch on.
My face was so bad, I had one person being like, ow. I'm like, yeah.
Wait, what?
My chin was so bad this past week that even one girl at work. Like, people don't say anything.
She looked at you and said, ow?
She was like, ugh. She's like, it's bad. What's going on? And I'm like, I know. And Lola's like, why do you have so many polka dots?
Well, Lola's a bitch.
Isn't she?
Was it like just all over here?
Mm. Mostly on the one side. It was on
like
the left.
Right
left
here. Side. And it was like one on my lip, one beneath it, one on the side.
My question, are you fucking with them?
No. No.
It looked like you had squeezed them or tried to like, you don't. What
you
about,
can't pop them.
What about the patches?
It doesn't do anything because they're not whiteheads. They're like hormonal cysts.
So then have you had Nancy like try to inject them with cortisone before?
I'd be there. Yes. And it really doesn't work that well.
Oh. You should talk to my sister about that. She's always battling
she's always
that a bit.
One.
But I think she did Accutane.
And it wasn't bulletproof.
I'll circle back with her and follow. Did you ever do Accutane?
Mm-mm.
No. Yeah. It's so bad.
We should tell Jenny about my man cream for her chin.
Should we see if she answers? Let's ask her. Your manhood, your man parts.
What did it say to protect your man parts?
Yeah. I don't know. She's constantly dealing. Let's see if she answers. I don't know. I'm just scared of everything now. And then, hi.
Oh, thank God you answered.
Well, you're on the podcast. Hi.
Hi. I'm on the podcast. I'm in the middle of writing. What's going on?
We don't give a fuck.
You should stop because this is important.
Oh, okay.
We want to talk about
the biggest chinzit. It's
that's
stop it.
That's why we're calling you.
Stop it.
Is that why she's calling?
That's what we're calling.
Shut the fuck up.
I swear to God.
Guys, I have a zit on my face that's bigger than like my youngest child.
Jenny, you're in luck because we have a formula that's 100% natural and
it
protects
your
manhood.
In it, which I'm allergic to now, but apparently it's Cottie's natural.
What is it?
Jenny, wait, before I said anything,
this is so weird.
Samantha
Jenny.
Came over to the house on Wednesday.
Happening?
Samantha came over to the house Wednesday and she didn't say anything. She's nice. And then today she was like, your chin looks so much better. I was like, funny you should say that because I was so desperate. I found something online.
it's for teenage boys.
And every review said, acne gone in 2 days. My son's acne disappeared in 2 days.
It's called Norse Organics. It looks like a weird earwax.
Disgusting.
Earwax in a little tin.
I want it. What does it do to me? I need it so bad. I just started Accutane literally like 10 minutes ago.
No, Jenny, stop.
Wait, you did?
That.
Yeah.
Isn't that bad for your autoimmune?
Yeah, for sure it is.
It is?
Oh, it's awful for
you. Like, it seems like it's like a nuclear bomb going off in your body.
Really?
I mean,
I don't know. I'm on a low dose.
Are there different doses?
How many times have you done it?
Yeah.
I started it right before I had my boobs lifted, I started it and then I stopped because apparently you can keloid. Your scars can get
better. Oh.
So you can't.
How long are you supposed to stay on it? What's the course?
I guess a few months. But my derm was like, your skin will never look better. You should do it.
Well,
can you send us a picture of your zit right now?
Yes. Scary.
Text me.
And of course I can't stop messing with
you. Okay, I'm sending you this. Buy this immediately. They're like, just wash your face. They're like, we don't care what you wash it with. And then just lather this on at night.
Hopefully you're not allergic to beeswax though.
It's Jenny. When I say I had three cystic zits on my chin Wednesday night, they are completely gone.
You don't understand how badly I need this. Like, I may have to have Sylvia run out and find it.
This is crazy.
I
bet it's on Amazon, Jen. I feel like you could probably get it same day.
Just get it on Amazon.
My face is throbbing. It hurts so
Show
bad.
Us.
Can you FaceTime us? I want to see it.
Okay, hold on.
Oh, yeah. FaceTime us.
Make sure to take a screenshot, Sam.
Yeah, but are you sending me a picture, too? I want to show our fans.
Okay, I'll show your fans.
I wish I had gotten a picture of my chin.
Our fans of two.
Our fifth.
Oh, whoa.
Let me say.
Wait. It's not that bad. That's not.
This is like better. By the way, it's been injected with cortisone twice.
Oh, I was going to say that it's not as red. It's not as red as Cottie's. It's not as red as Cottie's. It's not.
No, mine was way worse.
It doesn't look that bad. Ew. Did it come out?
You gotta stop messing with
Nothing
that.
It's hard.
Ew. And it hurts?
Look at mine.
How do you look like Sam right now? It hurts so bad.
Because she's wearing my lip balm.
So she made me put on lipstick. I feel like I just left Estee Lauder.
No, I feel like you're the glam one this year, and I'll be like the sweat. I'll be like the like one.
Okay, go buy this right now. I'm telling you. Look how flat it is.
I'm going to.
Completely gone.
Where's yours? On your chin? Do you get them all the time? Because why do I get cystic chins all the time?
All the time. And
this is just weird that she was, that's the first thing. I mean, Jenny, like if this was like $1 million question, you like we would be loaded right now. That was crazy.
That was wild.
That was psychic.
How did I know? I mean, I didn't know that's why you were calling.
You would have died if you saw my chin. Lola was like, no. And I can't share it with anyone because you're the only one I know that gets sits on your chin constantly like me.
Constantly.
Yeah.
I can't wait to get my new remedy. So you think I should get off Accutane?
100%. Get this. Buy this immediately, if not sooner.
We have a lot of dermatological advice today.
It's formulated for men, but I mean, whatever.
Halston, is there a way?
I'd rather have a goatee.
In the future that we could like, we can FaceTime people on screen?
Jenny, it's gone. I had three Hooters.
Literally get zits before
or they have to be set up.
Doesn't matter.
They have to be set up.
Before usually. Maybe. But it doesn't matter. I'm always chasing one.
Because wouldn't that be fun if we could like FaceTime somebody?
Always chasing one. I've never.
I know some people use
Zoom. Oh, an undergrounder. And it's never in a good place to pop. Zoom,
that would be like.
But here's the thing with me. Yeah. I'm like not the type of person that knows what it feels like to like put on a tinted moisturizer. Like I don't even fuck around with tinted moisturizers.
She's a Dermablend type
of girl. Like I'm a Dermablend.
Wait, Jenny. I'm like stage makeup. I was going to say, what's the stage makeup they use? Pancake?
What do I use?
No, stage makeup, like the pancake makeup.
Like Max Factor?
No, remember like what you would use like if you were like in like a Broadway show, like a pancake Bisquick. Makeup?
Oh, yeah. What was that shit?
Yeah. Yeah, totally. It's like new skin.
It's well.
It's like a second layer, yeah.
And then I've also discovered in my search for clear skin or just to appearing to have clear skin, I've also discovered the best concealer to cover a Hooter like that.
A Hooter?
And it's actually Hourglass. I've never tried Hourglass.
Really? And it's good?
You want to put one on Sam's tattoo?
You have some?
Yeah.
Yeah, hold on.
A Hooter.
Come here. Let's try
it. Guys, this is crazy. You called about my chin.
You're like, I'm writing. We're like,
that
doesn't
matter. We
actually
didn't want to talk to you. We just wanted to talk to your zit. Yeah, we did.
Okay, so let's.
Well, no, we were talking because Cotty's very aware of your struggles with your cystic zits because I guess you talk about them often. So we were calling to see if you were doing Accutane or not.
Okay, so.
I am on Accutane and it makes your lips huge.
Yep.
So I'm going to look like a porn
star. Okay.
And doesn't it make your nose small and your lips huge?
Lucky bitch.
Yeah.
Okay, the nose small is weird.
Looks like I had plastic surgery.
So let's give me a tattoo.
Hold
to
on.
Cover.
You're doing this?
Yeah. I want to see which one's more effective, Dermablend or Hourglass.
Okay. Should we call Jenny back and send her photos of this?
Unless she wants to see it in real time.
I don't know how.
I don't know.
Okay. You ready?
Okay. So, ooh, should we go? Okay. Let's try this. This is the Hourglass. And then this. Yep.
Am I Angelina Jolie in like a movie that I'm not supposed to have tattoos for?
See, that's better than the Dermablend. So the Hourglass, I wish you had a zit I could cover.
Oh, Sandra, say hi.
I mean, but Jenny, I'll send you a picture of this. This feels more your speed. It's like European, I think. Cajeras.
It looks Austrian.
This one. So
when
you need
you
to buy
it,
this.
It says in German accent, it says, please apply.
I bet Jenny still
right,
has
we love
studio
you.
Fix. Bye.
Call you in a bit.
I love you.
Buy it. I need updates. Buy
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we need updates. Bye. Can you take before and afters, please? Okay, love you. Bye.
What if Jenny and I become the spokespeople for this? Yes.
They don't look like they have a lot of money, that brand.
Well, they may. They might have.
And I'm the anti-beeswax. So I'm going to be lobbying against them while you guys are sitting there with clean skin. Okay, I don't understand the small nose on Accutane. Can someone explain it to me?
I don't know. I think it's connected to like why babies have a small head if you have a baby while on it.
Shut your mouth. That's,
no, I swear.
No, that's.
No, that's why they blood test you. They can't legally. You
whatever,
have to
that's
be on
different.
Birth control.
That's like when somebody's like gestating. Like, I mean, like when you're actually an adult human, can't actually make your nose smaller, but it can make it look less bulbous. This is because Accutane reduces the size of oil glands in the nose, which can temporarily change the appearance of the nose. Thank you. Fucking case closed. it can reduce sebum production by up to 90%. Do you think it could dry your skin out?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And you need to wear sunscreen all the time when you're on Accutane. Well, you should, but like you need a lather.
And you can't drink alcohol, which my sister doesn't. Dry skin, thinning hair, liver damage, stomach problems, chapped lips. I mean, great. Last thing I need is chapped lips. What'd she say? Her lips feel big? Or she just started it 10 minutes ago?
She started it 10 minutes ago.
Whoa, this episode is packed full of tidbits. But
our problems with hormonal acne, I don't think, I mean, I'm not a medical professional. I just don't think that's going to nip it in the bud. You know what
I mean? It does.
Oh, it does?
I don't know.
Heard people say it comes back.
I've heard people say it comes back. It's just for people who just struggle.
Who have this acne.
Yeah.
Like the ceiling to floor.
Or like the forehead one.
I also looked at face mapping.
Accutane. Get it. I mean, yes, Accutane can be considered a good treatment option for hormonal acne. You guys, also, I have a girlfriend who's a couple years older than me, went on Accutane, because a lot of derms say you have to do it once in your life and you're good, right?
Yeah.
So she had done it, I think, 20 years ago, 15 years ago, and now she's doing it again because it just started coming back.
I don't want to put my body through that.
They're like, we're going to nuke every organ in your body, but your skin's going to be on fleek.
Like,
right? Everything does something. Everything is, you have to just pick, like, what's important to you? Like, it's like.
Well, I have a daily medication I could take at home, like a minocycline or one of those where I'm like.
Those are like a doxycycline. Mm-hmm. They do nothing.
I saw my mom's thyroid after taking that for so many years because she had it removed. And I was like, holy.
Wait, what do you mean? Like out of her body?
Yes, it was awful.
What, it was huge?
It was, I'll show you. You want to see a picture?
Sure. Why'd they remove her thyroid?
Because she had thyroid cancer.
What? Is that all?
It's the kind of cancer you want if you're going to have cancer. Thyroid cancer is pretty curable.
So did she have to do any radiation or anything?
No.
Oh, they just took it.
Yeah.
And then what? She's on hormones? Because don't you have to replace the hormones?
I don't know, actually.
That the thyroid makes?
I don't know.
Yeah,
it's downstairs. I'll show it to you. It's like gray.
Wonderful. If you have your thyroid removed, do you have to then supplement hormones? Last question, Halston. We're very medical. We're going to med school this week. My Google searches this last month have been just outrageous. Yes, you need to take thyroid hormone supplements after you have your thyroid removed because your body can no longer produce the hormone it needs to regulate your metabolism. Woo!
If a thyroid smoked cigarettes, that's what my mom's looked like.
Her thyroid did smoke cigarettes for a long
time. Yeah,
she was like 9 out of a baby cup, remember?
Like, life was like Mad Men.
Yeah, it's in a baby cup. That's so gross.
Oh my God. Good darkness.
All right, don't worry about the acne.